This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Thursday, the 8th of July. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
Our intern Daniel T is also in the studio with us. Do you want to just say a quick hi?
Hi.
Very enthusiastic, Daniel is. On the show today, we are continuing our spotlight on some of the sectors of the economy that are struggling.
Yes, okay. So today we're talking about the hotel industry, and a couple other stories will be the imminent micro SME sector collapse and AirAsia Digital acquiring Gojek in Thailand.
Very interesting, that one. And of course, at any point in time, if you'd like to get in touch with us and send us your thoughts, the numbers to do that are
018-789-8899.
On WhatsApp, you can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, we're kicking off the show with a story on the struggles in the hotel and tourism industry. So the hospitality and tourism sectors have suffered blow after blow during the course of this pandemic. And according to a report released at the end of June, at least 120 hotels in the country have ceased operations, either temporarily or permanently. Remember just last week we heard about Hotel Istana, right?
Right.
And the estimate is that the hospitality industry has suffered losses of over 11 billion ringgit to date because of the pandemic.
I was checking my eyes. Was that one or two ones? The latest lockdown restrictions with the EMCO is making matters worse. The CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, Yap Lip Seng, threw up some startling numbers earlier this week. He said, based on a survey of some 300 plus hotels in the country, some 63% of workers have been put on unpaid leave. 44% of hotels has decided to cut workers' salaries. 14% have retrenched their workforce. And while another 34% have reduced their benefits. And Yap added that about 74% of hotels have opted to assign workers other duties, while 21% have maintained the status quo.
Now, what I've heard, you know, just rumblings in the industry is like some people who are maybe working in marketing or working in other sectors, you know, say admin staff and all, have actually had to come down and do things like make the beds and, you know, help out, you know, with the F&B sector inside the hotels, right?
Right.
And what we know based on the Malaysian Association of Hotel Statistics is that about 70% of hotels right now are at least still operational, 70%. Some are operating as quarantine centres and the rest are dependent on customers from the medical and oil and gas sectors. And, you know, because there's limited travel into the country right now, right? And hotels have also adopted various means of cost control, but this is really very little help when the occupancy rate on average does not exceed 20%. So our colleagues in the Evening Edition, they managed to get hold of Yap on Tuesday to talk to him about the MAH survey. And we've got a quick excerpt now of his conversation with Lynn and Sharmila about the state of the hospitality and tourism sector at the moment. We're just going to play that for you right now.
So lay it out for us. How is the hotel industry doing at the moment?
Last I checked, we are at 15% average occupancy, and that's for the entire country. And we are looking at a full year occupancy at maybe about 23% only. That's even lower than last year. Last year, we closed at approximately 32%. So last year, we lost 6.5 billion in revenues. And this year, for the first half alone, we have lost 5 billion already. So this year is going to be worse than last year.
Based on what you're hearing from your association, what are the biggest concerns that hoteliers are having?
Cash flow, definitely cash flow. We do not know how many more months we need to wait until we can generate some income. At this rate, we are looking at months. And in every hotelier's mind now is, how am I going to pay salaries? How am I going to service my loans? How am I supposed to pay my suppliers? And what happens next month? And after all that, the dead silence on the question, will I still have my job? And this is even the general managers asking that. They are not sure even that they will have their jobs in the next couple of months.
We are seeing headlines suggesting that about 63% of hotel workers have been put on unpaid leave. How are they coping with this?
Actually, from our survey, the entire report says that almost 28% of hotels have reduced its manpower by more than half, and the others reduced in one way or another. 45% of hotels have initiated direct pay cuts, and 63% of hotels are placing employees on unpaid leave. Almost all the hotels are taking a combination of more than one of these manpower cost-cutting measures, including retrenchments. The employees have no other options. I've seen chief concierge of hotels now driving Grab. marketing managers selling cookies and cake, or some are selling vegetables and fruits. They need to make money, make income elsewhere. The banks are not going to be sympathetic with them, very much like money lenders. Even if you cannot pay your loans, they still charge you interest.
And when it comes to that situation with employment, have you seen many retrenchments? Is that something we might see around the corner?
Middle of last year, that's in the early stages of the pandemic and the MCO, we estimated approximately 6% being laid off already. And as I mentioned earlier in our recent survey, if we look at approximately 200,000 people working in the industry, in the hotel industry, with 28% hotels reducing their headcount by more than half, that's easily 20,000 to 30,000 being let go already. And if we add on the others, we are looking at approximately 30,000 to 40,000 people that have lost their jobs from the hotels. And indirectly, that number is expected to be much higher because it affects everyone along the supply chain.
Are there concerns about understaffing once tourism begins to reopen, or is that just too far away at the moment?
Understaffing is just one of the issues arising from this. We are looking at losing tourism capacity overall. Not only that, we will not have enough people to serve the tourism industry, our infrastructure, our facilities will not be ready for the tourism recovery because it has not been maintained properly. And to top it off, we are already losing the next generation of the industry. People are losing interest in careers in the tourism industry as we speak. Even hospitality courses in universities and colleges are losing students as of now. So that there is bigger concern from this.
Right. That was CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, Yap Lip Seng, speaking to our colleagues on the Evening Edition earlier this week. Now, if you'd like to hear the full conversation, you can find the podcast on our website, that's bfm.my, or even the BFM app. Just search for Will Hotels Survive the Pandemic?
Now, it needs to be said that Yap did say the hospitality industry is hopeful for a targeted reopening of hotels in locations where herd immunity has been achieved. He, however, feels the current rate of vaccination is unsatisfactory for full-scale reopening of the industry, and that the hotel and tourism industry is dependent on domestic tourism for at least another year. He also pointed out that the recent Pemulih Economic Stimulus Package was not sufficient to fulfill the needs of the tourism industry, especially hospitality, but that the wage subsidy program PSU 4.0 that was announced will come in handy as it will help employers with subsidies encompassing every level of the workforce. Yeah. Now, when we return, we'll speak with Hotelier in the Klang Valley to get his thoughts on just how critical it is in the hospitality and tourism sector at the moment, as well as what kind of assistance will help players and industry make it through the year. You know, one of the things that he said to me was talent, right? Mm-hmm. For now and for the future. Even before this pandemic, the hospitality industry wasn't seen as appealing,
yeah.
Right? Just, you know, like we always said, we have a problem. We've been talking about staff issues and getting people to join the industry, the service industry. That was already a problem in itself.
So and understaffing was already an issue.
Right? Mm. Getting the right talent to join the hospitality industry was already an issue. Actually, a lot of the good ones actually go overseas, right? But seeing that this has happened, will future talent say, oh, you know, this is such a precarious industry to join,
yeah,
right? And in terms of like the money, you know, the risk of joining this industry, whereas I guess if you were to join the airlines industry, the money is better, right, when you do get to fly. So that is going to be an issue
moving forward. Mm. Yeah, you know, once we're out of this pandemic. But like Frida said, when we come back, we'll be speaking with the hotelier in the Klang Valley to get his thoughts on what it's like in the hospitality and tourism sector right now. We'll have Alex Castaldi, Senior General Manager of Sunway City Kuala Lumpur, on the line. But taking us into that, here's Charles Bradley with Ain't It a Sin. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are continuing to highlight some of the sectors in need during this MCO.
Right. So we've covered the nail industry yesterday. We covered
The film advertising industry as well.
And of course, we're talking about the hotel industry. And then we will talk about the imminent micro SME sector collapse a little later and a story in Air Asia.
Yeah, but before the break, we heard from CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, Yap Lip Seng, on the crippling losses that being stomached by the hospitality and tourism sector right now. But we wanted to reach out to a hotel operator to hear firsthand what it's like, what it's been like for them, you know, during the last month under MCO 3.0, of course, you know, the recent EMCO. So we have on the line with us right now, Alex Castaldi, Senior General Manager of Sunway City Kuala Lumpur. Alex, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. How has the hospitality industry been adapting and reacting to the latest lockdown restrictions?
Like most sectors of the economy, we are operating in extremely challenging and uncertain environment. The hospitality industry is undoubtedly one of the worst hit among all sectors globally, let's be truthful about. And as such, this is a particularly tough time, I think, for all of us in the industry. And we are having to continuously make very difficult decisions to kind of weather this situation. Under the current EMCO condition, hotels are allowed to basically operate only for isolation or quarantine, which obviously makes it even more difficult for most players in the industry to actually being able to make a little revenue as well. Sunway Hotels obviously is not immune from that, but obviously we've learned over the past year and a half on how best to manage the situation consciously, looking at our budget very, very closely and continuously, and always reinventing and relooking at our business plan to make sure that we can reduce losses as much as possible. This is not a time to make revenue, but it's really a time to reduce losses, really.
Right. Reduce losses. Alex, is there a workaround for the current scenario that is not being considered a win-win that will allow hoteliers to operate and keep the rakyat safe at the same time? You know, using hotels as a quarantine center. You know, I know some hotels have been doing it. Any solutions to consider this time around?
I think in the current scenario, we have to be very objective and really support the government in the difficult decision that they have to make on a daily basis. I think with the number of cases currently and the gravity of the situation, I think there was really no choice but to call for this EMCO to ensure that long-term the country and its citizens and its people will be very safe. Definitely there are win-win opportunities for hotel. And one of these is the quarantine. The thing is that not all the hotels actually can go into this program because there are only so many returnees into Malaysia. And obviously, they are not sufficient to really give enough business for all the hotels that are in the market. Mm. But for those that are in the quarantine program, then there is an opportunity to at least make some revenue there. Our Clio Hotel has been in the program almost since its inception. From the last few months, hotels are allowed also to sell their room at a premium package for those guests who've got the opportunity to spend a little bit more and they're looking for extra comforts. And that gives an opportunity to the hotels to actually being able to do a little bit more money. Because obviously the rates that are offered to the normal quarantine guests through the government program are very little. And yes, they help the hotel to make some extra revenue, but is in no way what hotel would be doing on a normal day. I think also it's very, very important, and I know that the government is now really looking into this seriously, to vaccinate also all of the employees that actually are working in these hotels that are quarantine centers. And I know that they have started already with our staff, and our staff is slowly receiving vaccination. And many of them, in fact, have already been vaccinated. So I think that's a good thing that the government is doing.
Have the offerings of the Pemulih Economic Stimulus Package been helpful for the industry?
I think all the hotels have benefited from the incentives that the government has set up for the industry, whether it was the exemption from tourism tax or sales tax, as well as wage incentives for the employees and reduction in electricity bills. That's all very helpful. But I think at the very end, all of the industry players are looking forward more to a long-term planning on how we will work together to make sure that there is a fast and full recovery post-restrictions. Because the only way hotels really have to survive is not through the subsidies the government is offering, which definitely help, but is through a fast and a stable recovery where we can go back to a sort of normalcy and start receiving guests again, start to see again inter-district travel allowed, and to an extent also international travel allowed. And that would be the only real way for us to see a recovery that is meaningful and that is really, really helpful for all of the players.
You know, as many in the hospitality industry have had to either cut costs or even outright retrench a fair amount of workers, is there a concern about understaffing post-pandemic once tourism begins to reopen?
At Sunway City Kuala Lumpur Hotels, I'm very pleased to share that no staff have been retrenched. We believe that our people truly are our greatest asset. But, you know, we've carefully evaluated the redundancy in terms of our operation and took certain measures for opportunistic changes. For example, operational departments have been consolidated and there are many positions that won't be refilled for time being, at least until we ease into recovery later. You know, at Sunway Resort, our flagship here at Sunway City Kuala Lumpur, we decided when this pandemic hit to actually use this time to reinvent ourselves and actually transform ourselves. And that's why we decided to invest $60 million into the regeneration of Sunway Resort, which we hope it can reopen late in quarter four this year.
So, Alex, you know, earlier you mentioned vaccinating employees in this sector. What are your thoughts on the vaccination rates for the hospitality industry at the moment? Do you think it's going fast enough?
I honestly don't have the numbers as to the entire industry, how many staff have been vaccinated. But certainly we see that in the last few weeks, many of our staff have started being for vaccination, and we certainly see a very good increase. And we can see from the news that daily there are 250,000 roughly being vaccinated a day, which gives us a lot of confidence that hopefully in the next 2 to 3 months, we will have the majority of Malaysian citizens being vaccinated. Obviously, this is a very, very key point in the fight against COVID. I think Europe and other parts of the world that are maybe a couple of months ahead of us in that respect have shown that when vaccination hits a certain percentage, then the number of cases drop drastically. And even with variants, if people are vaccinated, they are very much less likely to get serious consequences from the illness and therefore needing recovery in hospital or even worse, ICU help. So that's why it is very, very key that now everybody supports in whichever way the government and its institution to ramp up the efforts to vaccinate the country. And I think Sunway has been an example in this. We've recently actually offered the government our Sunway Pyramid Convention Center as a mass vaccination center, rent-free for 11 months. Right. And actually, I think everybody can do a little bit to help the government to ramp up this effort and get as many people vaccinated as possible. That's the best that we can do at the moment. And if we can contribute, if we can help the country in any way, then we should do it, because that's the most important thing that counts now. Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate.
Now, if lockdown restrictions are to continue this strictly for the foreseeable future, what would that mean for the future of the Malaysian hospitality industry?
Of course, if the restrictions are to continue, we also expect to see a continuation in the damages that this would do to the industry. But I think at the moment we have to remain very positive, because 1 year and a half on, vaccination is very, very much in progress now. And we have seen from Europe as well as the US that once a vaccination hits a certain level, then things start to get better. I was reading on one of the financial newspaper in the US that tourism numbers are hitting 10 years high at the moment. And I think that is a reason for us to be hopeful, and we have to be hopeful. I think the world has gone through many crises, and I'm sure that we will eventually overcome these two. I would rather now concentrate and all our efforts to really try and plan for these days, probably towards the end of the year, when things will start to get better and we are ready and prepare to actually welcome a lot of guests that cannot wait to go holidays and spend time in the hotel and support our industry. So I really would like to end this with a message of hope for everybody. I think the industry will come back as it's always done. We're very resilient people. We're very hardworking people. Now we have to hang in there, help the institution and the government with the ramping up of the vaccination, and the industry will definitely be back stronger than ever.
Right. Fingers crossed.
We shall overcome.
Yes, we shall. That was Alex Castaldi, Senior General Manager of Sunway City Kuala Lumpur, who is waiting for revenge travel, just like Frida Liu is. Right? Right, Frida?
In any corner of the world, in the any corner of the state.
Yes. Yes. Cuti cuti Malaysia. Why not? Of course, today we're talking about the struggles in the hospitality and tourism sectors. When we come back, we're going to shine the spotlight on the micro SME sector. But at any point in time, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, send us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is...
At BFM Radio.
Yes, we'll be back in just a few minutes after Lightning Seeds with Lucky You. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.